Here's Jeb
Bush. As I stand here today to share a few words about my mom, I feel her looming presence behind me. And I know exactly what she's thinking right now. Jeb, keep it short. Don't drag this out. People have already heard enough remarks already. And most of all, don't get weepy. Remember, I've spent decades laughing and living a life with these people. And that is true. Barbara Bush filled our lives with laughter and joy. And in the case of her family, she was our teacher and role model on how to live a life of purpose and meaning. On behalf of our family, we want to thank the thousands and thousands of expressions of condolence and love for our precious mother. We want to thank Mom's caregivers for their compassionate care in the last months of her life. I want to thank Neil and Maria for their next-door family love of our parents, and thank John and Susan for their eloquent words. Meacham, you might have been a little long, but it was beautiful. We want to thank Russ and Laura for their friendship and pastoral care of our parents. And we want to thank all that are gathered here to celebrate the life of Barbara Bush. Now, it is appropriate to express gratitude because we learned to do that at a very early age. You see, our mom was our first and most important teacher. Sit up, look people in the eye, please say please and thank you, do your homework, quit whining and stop complaining. Eat your broccoli. Yes, Dad, she said that. The little things we learned became habits, and they led to bigger things like be kind, always tell the truth, never disparage anyone, serve others, treat everyone as you would want to be treated, and love your God with your heart and soul. What a blessing to have a teacher like that 24/7. Now, to be clear, her students weren't perfect. That's an understatement. Mom got us through our difficult times with consistent, take it to the bank, unconditional, but tough love. She called her style a benevolent dictatorship, but honestly, it wasn't always benevolent. When our children got a little older, they would spend more time visiting their Gampy and Ganny. All it would take would be one week, and when they came home, all of a sudden, they were pitching in around the house. They didn't fight as much, and they were actually nice to be with. I attribute this to the unbridled fear of the Ganny lecture and the habit-forming effects of better behavior taking hold. Even in her 90s, Mom could strike fear into her grandchildren, nephews, nieces, and her children if someone didn't behave. There were no safe spaces or microaggressions allowed with Barbara Pierce Bush. But in the end, every grandchild knew their Ganny loved them. We learned a lot more from our mom and our Ganny. We learned not to take ourselves too seriously. We learned that humor is a joy that should be shared. Some of my greatest memories are participating in our family dinners with Mom when Mom would get into it, most of the time with George W., as you might imagine, and having us all laughing to tears. We learned to strive to be genuine and authentic by the best role model in the world. Her authentic plastic pearls, her not culling her hair. By the way, she was beautiful till the day she died. Her hugging of an HIV/AIDS patient at a time when her own mother wouldn't do it. Her standing by her man with a little rhyming poetry in the 1984 election. In a thousand other ways, Barbara Pierce Bush was real, and that's why people admired her and loved her so. Finally, our family has had a front row seat for the most amazing love story. Through a multitude of moves, from New Haven to Odessa to Ventura to Bakersfield to Compton to Midland to Houston to D.C. to New York to D.C. to Beijing to D.C. to Houston to D.C., back to Houston and Kennebunkport. Whew. Their love was a constant in our lives. My dad is a phenomenal letter writer, and he would write Mom on their wedding anniversaries, which totaled an amazing 73 years. Here's one of them written on January 6, 1994. Will you marry me? Oops, I forgot we did that 49 years ago. I was very happy on that day in 1945, but I'm even happier today. You have given me joy that few men know. You have made our boys into men by bawling them out and then, right away, by loving them. You've helped Daryl be the sweetest, greatest daughter in the whole wide world. I've climbed perhaps the highest mountain in the world, but even that cannot hold a candle to being Barbara's husband. Mom used to tell me, "Now, George, don't walk ahead." Little did she know I was only trying to keep up with Barbara Pierce from Rye, New York. I love you. The last time my mom went into the hospital, I think Dad got sick on purpose so that he could be with her. That's my theory, at least, because literally a day later, he showed up with an illness. He came into her room when she was sleeping and held her hand. His hair was standing straight up. He had on a mask to improve his breathing. He was wearing a hospital gown. In other words, he looked like hell. Mom opened her eyes and said, "My God, George, you are devastatingly handsome." Every nurse, doctor, staffer had to run to the hallway because they all started crying. I hope you can see why we think our mom and our dad are teachers and models for our entire family and for many others. Finally, the last time I was with her, I asked her about dying. Was she ready to go? Was she sad? Without missing a beat, she said, "Jeb, I believe in Jesus and he is my Savior. I don't want to leave your dad, but I know I'll be in a beautiful place. Mom, we look forward to being with you and Robin and all of God's children. We love you."
Greetings, family and friends of Bartimaeus Baptist Temple in Dallas, Texas. That was Jeb Bush talking about his mother, Barbara Bush, and her homegoing celebration earlier this month in Houston. On this special fifth Sunday, we take an opportunity to continue our legacy series to honor the godly legacy of former First Lady Barbara Pierce Bush. And then we don't have enough time to watch the entire ceremony. Let's look at a classic passage in the Bible celebrating a godly woman's legacy. And it's found in the book of Proverbs in the 31st chapter, beginning in verse 10, and it runs through 31, under the heading, "The Wife of Noble Character." Now, her granddaughters shared in the reading of this passage that outlines the characteristics of a godly woman like Barbara Bush. But due to time constraints, we will focus in on the true legacy portion of this verse, of this passage, beginning in verse 25. "She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Honor her for all that her hands have done, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate." Yea, verily, First Lady Barbara Bush was all those things and so much more. But you know, of all the impressive accomplishments throughout her life, I think that she would, if asked, tell you she is most proud of her family. And my goodness, she has every right to be: married to a president, mother of a president. She's been first lady, she's been second lady, and just throughout her life was just pure class. And true to the woman of noble character, she had the calm manner that is a rare and beautiful thing, especially when it comes to politics. Amen. You don't see that much. But perhaps it's her sense of humor, alluded to in her son Jeb's comments made earlier that made us just love her so much. But it's perhaps this last story that I just found gave her the last laugh indeed. And her former pastor in Houston shared a funny story at her homegoing celebration about a cow from Texas. And as the story goes, there was a student, 4-H, you know, the head, hands, heart, and health, I believe. For those of you who grew up in, like, the country, like I did, you had a lot of friends, or you personally were involved in 4-H. I had farm friends, and they were all in 4-H, right? And one of the things you do normally, one of the activities that a lot of them do get involved in, is the raising of livestock. And this particular student had a cow that he named Barbara Bush. And she said, well, Barbara Bush, the cow, came in 8th place, but I'm really happy about that. And they asked her why, and she said, because secretly, I feared the headline that would have been, had the cow won, the headline would have been, Barbara Bush wins blue ribbon in Fort Worth stock show. Fat stock show. Ah, how funny is that? And she was just so truly a woman of noble character. And Heavenly Father, we were so thankful for that example. Heavenly Father, thank you for the life and legacy of George and Barbara Bush, but we're speaking about Barbara today and her homegoing. And we're just so delighted to have been graced with her presence for as long as we were, and yet she was ready to go home. I know she was ready to see her daughter, who she lost at age 3 to cancer, and now they're reunited. And, you know, for all of us who are here and, you know, grieving, we rejoice because truly she has come into her reward. Well done. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. May we go forth and do likewise. In the name of Jesus, amen.